why are we guarding the tomb of a dead man?
The chief priest and rulers heard this Jesus say he was going to rise from the grave 3 days after they killed him. So we're here to make sure nothing happens.
Mary? Mary?
Oh, John. Why must the soldiers stay so close to the tomb? Haven't they done enough already?
Oh, Mary. It's been 3 days, and the day is far spent. Come now. Let us go home and rest.
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? I am the first and the last. I am he that lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life.
That's amazing. But did Jesus really rise from the dead?
Yes. All of his disciples saw him. In fact, over 500 people saw him. After Jesus' death, the disciples had gone into hiding. They were afraid. Yet after they saw the risen Lord, their fear transformed into faith. The same men that cowered and hid just days after Jesus ascended back into heaven would stand in the temple and declare that Jesus, whom the Pharisees had killed, had risen from the dead, and through his sacrifice now offers life and spiritual deliverance to all who believe. Over 3,000 people believed. When Jesus rose from the dead, he conquered the death that conquers us. He destroyed sin and sin's penalty, death. The Bible says he tasted death for every man.
Okay, so if Jesus died for every man, does that mean his death covered all sin and anyone can have their sin taken away?
Yes, anyone. Jesus died for the sins of all people who have ever lived. When he died for our sins, he traded places with us. He took the death and hell we deserve, and then rose again to give us life. His life. The life of the Eternal One. This is the gift of God. It brings us into a relationship with God and makes us His children. This is God's gift to everyone. This is what it means to be saved. Through bringing us into a relationship with God the Father, Jesus, God's Son, saves us from our sin and the hell we deserve.
So is everyone saved then? Because Jesus died for all sin?
Well, not exactly. Jesus loved us so much that he literally sacrificed his life for ours. That same love that satisfied the justice of a holy God and made a way for us to escape God's wrath is the same love that will not force us to love him back. God's perfect love gives us a choice. God tells us that he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God calls out to us to turn from our futile efforts to save ourselves and instead ask him to save us. That is God's great love to us. He wants everyone to be saved, and that's why he sent Jesus into the world, that the world through him might be saved.
I never knew how much God loved me. So the whole reason God came to earth is to save us from our sins?
Yes. Jesus came to earth for one purpose. Love. To save us from our sins. That is his gift to you. Will you choose to accept God's salvation?
How do I choose to accept his love?
Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
After listening to you, I want to believe.
Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins? That he was buried, and that he rose again the third day? Do you believe that?
Yes, I believe that.
The Bible says, repent and believe the gospel. The gospel is simply the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You must believe the gospel, and then simply call on God to save you from your sins, and to be your savior.
Is it really that simple? You mean that's all I have to do to have my sins forgiven?
Yes. If you'll call on God, he will save you from your sin. Will you ask him to be your savior?
Yes. I want that. I need God's forgiveness.
Then call on God to forgive you.
God, I believe you are the Son of God, who died on the cross for my sins and rose again. Please forgive my sin and be my Savior.
Amen. Now Jesus is your Savior. He'll never leave you or forsake you. And he wants to lead and guide your life. God is with you. You see, this is Christmas. This is the meaning of Christmas. God with us. This is the deliverance God offers. In the manger, God came to dwell with us. As Jesus walked this earth, God dwelt among us. Then, as he died on the cross for our sins and rose again, it was so he could live with us. This is why he came, God with us. This is Christmas. This is the whole Christmas story.
Did someone call for help? Over.
Yes, we are just outside the line. We're in a little hole near the tree line.
Okay, hang tight. We're coming to get you.
God really answered your prayer.
Praise the Lord.